This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Mike Fenaria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth. No matter your occupation, whether you work for a big company or you're a small business owner, everyone wants to keep as much of their earnings as possible. I specialize in tax minimization strategies and retirement planning that'll help you build a strong financial future for you and your future generations. Call me, Mike Fenaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Donald Trump nominates another human wrecking ball, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as his health secretary. Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of disruption in Washington. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. We got a busy show for you today. Thanks again if you joined us yesterday at our Politics and Pints event with Jimmy Failla. We had a lot of fun. It was a blast, and thank you for coming out and hanging out with us, because we always love to get together, and I think these things are fantastic times. Now, we got to talk about education, school choice. President Trump has said it's going to be a big priority for him, and let's hope that that is absolutely the case. So I want to welcome back to the show Corey DeAngelis, Senior Fellow at the American Federation for Children, Adjunct Scholar at the Cato Institute, Senior Fellow at the Reason Foundation, author of The Parent Revolution, Rescuing Your Kids from the Radicals Running Our Schools. Corey, welcome back.
Hey, Rich, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And you can follow Corey on X at DeAngelis Corey. Are you happy so far with what President Trump has said regarding education?
Oh, yes. We're at a good place. I mean, we have a trifecta, the House, Senate, and the president's office. And Trump, he didn't just mention school choice a couple of times. It was basically every single rally. He was calling for universal school choice. He was calling for education reform, for abolishing the Department of Education. This is an issue that's on the Republican Party platform. It's an issue that's been moving through red states right now. But if he can pass school choice at a national level, this can expand education freedom, not just to families in red states, but in blue states like California and New York as well. And there's a bill that's moving through Congress already. It's called the Educational Choice for Children Act. It's a tax credit, so you're getting to keep more of your own money. It's private dollars. It's not federal dollars following the student, but it does allow for more school choice. It's already passed through a committee, the House Ways and Means Committee, about a month ago, and that passed along party lines. All the Republicans voted in favor of it. This is the first time a nationwide school choice bill has passed out of a congressional committee. So the momentum's on our side, and a lot of people are feeling emboldened right now with that momentum, with the victory last Tuesday, and with Trump winning the parent vote by 9 points. That was a 15-point shift from 2020 towards the Republicans. And polling from Atlas Intel, the most accurate pollster in 2020, on two different occasions when they asked about this, they found that Trump was beating Kamala Harris on the issue of education, which for Republicans, that's a big deal. The Republicans have basically become the parents' party. This reminds me of what happened with Glenn Youngkin in Virginia in 2021. Mm-hmm. And this parents got Trump across the finish line.
No doubt it's a big deal. The indoctrination in our schools is a huge deal as well. And I've been saying, we've said this together, you know, the school choice being the civil rights issue of our time. No question about that. So this is big news. And now you have a president who is for this and really does passionately believe in this. Obviously, the big foe, the teachers union, and you've got like the mayor of Chicago already coming out and saying Trump wants to destroy black schools. I mean, you know, really ridiculous comments like that, right?
the mayor of Chicago, who was an organizer for the teachers union, they're the ones that destroyed the Chicago schools. They got about 50 schools in Chicago, government-run schools, that have 0% proficiency rate. Not a single kid proficient in math in like 50 schools in Chicago. It's not a money issue. They spend about $30,000 per kid per year. It's an insane amount of waste. I mean, the average private school tuition in Chicago is about half that amount, and they do much better. The teachers union own their own president, Stacey Davis Gates, in Chicago. She knows the private schools are better. She knows the Chicago government schools are a dumpster fire. She sends her own kid to a private school, and I don't blame her for that. It's just so hypocritical when she pulls the ladder up from behind herself, fights against school choice for others, and traps other people's kids in her union-run failure factories that we call public school. So President Trump, on the other hand, understands that everybody should have those choices, not just the wealthy, not just the well-connected. No one should be trapped in these schools that aren't working, and no one should be forced to send their kids to schools that don't align with their values. And this is why, when Chicago closed the schools for 2 years, their unions tweeted that they were saying it was racist if you wanted to reopen schools. It was totally ridiculous. They showed their true colors, but they woke up parents like we've never seen before. That's why we've seen this shift towards the Republicans on the issue of parental rights in education. Parents know that their kids don't belong to the government. Parents know that they should be in the driver's seat and that they're the best ones to make those decisions for their kids. They have the on-the-ground knowledge for what's best for their kids, but they also care about their kids more than anybody else, certainly more than bureaucrats and union bosses sitting in offices hundreds of miles away.
Corey DeAngelis, talk to me about the California public school teacher that melted down in a classroom over Tuesday's election results. And I believe we actually have the audio of that, Matt DeSantis, if I'm not mistaken. Do we?
We do not have the audio.
Oh, we don't have the audio of that? Okay. So, but we've seen the video of that. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, go to my Twitter account now. There's actually two different teachers. They're both, we shouldn't call them teachers, they're indoctrinators. They were caught by student video. And they were both having insane, unhinged meltdowns because Trump won the election. One of them said that, hinted to the students that they could actually end up in concentration camps, compare Trump to Hitler. That is child abuse. It is at least psychological child abuse. These kids under compulsory education laws are forced to sit in front of these abusers for hours and hours a day. Parents shouldn't have it. They didn't have it. Parents showed up to the school board meeting a couple nights ago, and they were pissed. They called for this guy to be fired. They were just extremely upset. Both of these teachers have been placed on administrative leave since this happened. And this might be why Randy Weingarten, the teachers union boss, is calling to ban cell phones in public school classrooms. I kind of thought that was maybe an okay idea at first because kids should be focused on learning at school. But there is this side benefit to having schools allow cell phones in classrooms. If we're not going to have cameras in the classrooms, which people have no problems when there's cameras for daycares to see and make sure your kids are okay with the daycare providers, but there's been a lot of backlash against any mention of having cameras in the classroom to make sure that the teachers are teaching the right way. But when kids have their cell phones, sunlight is the best disinfectant. And if it gets so bad and they pull their cell phone to make sure that that these incidents are captured. I mean, and look, this is only a couple incidences that were captured that went viral. Imagine how much more this actually happened across the country. Yeah. We had a couple of brave students expose these teachers. You can be pretty sure with all these liberal teachers in the system that there was a lot more meltdowns going on.
And I see the videos you have on your X feed, Corey DeAngelis. You've got several videos here of these lefties melting down at this meeting. And you can understand why people are frustrated by this. I'll just close with this. You posted on X. You said Trump said he put a libertarian in the cabinet. He also said he'd abolish the Department of Education. He can check both of those boxes at the same time. If he hires me, I'd shut it down and then fire myself. Bravo. There you go.
That's right. I'll be the easiest guy to manage. I'll only be around for one day. I'll fire everybody else. I'll fire myself, and we'll shut down the unconstitutional waste of time and money called the Department of Education. Started as a payoff to the teachers union in 1979. Let's give that money back to the state so they can have more local control and spend that money as they see fit. The word education is not in the Constitution.
Well said, my friend. Well said. Corey DeAngelis, thank you so much for all your hard work on this issue. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Rich.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Yes, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey is a beautiful place to stay, and this is a beautiful time of year to go to Cape May. The fall is gorgeous, and they have amazing fall packages for you, and they have a Thanksgiving getaway as well. You could have Thanksgiving dinner at Hemingway's Restaurant. Let them do the cooking and cleaning. You just enjoy the indoor heated pool, the bar, the restaurant, and so much more. Just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com, make your reservation, and mark your calendar. Be here before you know it, December 20th, our next live show at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. All right, excellent stuff. Senator John Fetterman made a lot of comments about Matt Gaetz earlier today, as I shared with you about that. But he hasn't said much about the recount when it comes to Dave McCormick, even though, like I said in Fox News today, this is all about raising money. This is all about raising money for Bob Casey Jr. That's what it is. And it's just absolutely outrageous. So, yeah, I mean, Bob Casey is just milking this recount, sending out fundraising emails. It's a scam. The whole thing is a friggin' scam, and it's got to come to an end because it's just going to cost the taxpayers of Pennsylvania $1 million. $1 million. All right. That's what you don't need right there. You don't need John Bolton. I always say this in life. If you can judge people by the character of their enemies or the company they keep, that says a lot. The fact that John Bolton is angry that President Trump has appointed Tulsi Gabbard for Director of National Intelligence, John Bolton, the warmonger, never met a war the guy didn't like, should tell you everything you need to know about how wonderful Tulsi Gabbard really is. If you had any doubts, cut number six.
I think that Tulsi Gabbard's nomination to be Director of National Intelligence, when I first heard that today, my immediate reaction was hilarious.
Why?
She's totally not competent for that job. Gates is the worst. She may be tracking in at the second worst. Haven't had a lot of time to do research on the Tulsi Gabbard nomination.
He hates her, so that means I love her even more than I already did. I think that was even possible. But if Bolton's against her, I'm for her 100%. He also doesn't like Matt Gaetz, which tells me that I like Matt Gaetz. Basically, if John Bolton doesn't like somebody, I like them. That's just my new standard here. Cut number seven.
Well, I thought it was the worst cabinet-level appointment in history until they then heard about the Matt Gaetz appointment. Really, my reaction was that this is like the legend of Caligula, the Roman emperor, who wanted to nominate his horse as a Roman consul. You had to be a Roman senator at the time to be a consul, and it was intended to show how demeaned and degraded the Roman Senate had become. So now we're going to see whether the American Senate can stand up and reject two people who are totally unqualified, unfit professionally and really lacking in the moral characteristics, the character that you need to hold these jobs. I think this vote should be 100-0 against both of them.
That's adorable. Breaking news. President-elect Donald Trump putting the following on Truth Social. I am pleased to announce that Jay Clayton of New York, the chairman of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission during my first term, where he did an incredible job, is hereby nominated to be the United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York. Jay is a highly respected business leader, counsel, and public servant. Jay received engineering and law degrees from the University of Pennsylvania, an economics degree from the University of Cambridge. Before chairing the SEC, Jay was a partner at Sullivan and Cromwell and served on the management committee. He is currently a senior policy advisor to Sullivan and Cromwell, a board member of several public and private companies, and an adjunct professor at the Wharton Business School and the Carey Law School at the University of Pennsylvania. Jay is going to be a strong fighter for truth as we make America great again. Breaking news. Thank you, Matt DeSantis, for that. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Let me continue with some of the audio here. Give Matt a chance. Lindsey Graham, who's another warmonger, but he's saying give Gates a fair hearing here. Give him a chance. This is what he said last night. Cut number 8.
And both of you agree, Lindsey, that any nominee of any president, they should be able to choose the cabinet officials that they want to accomplish the promises they ran on and that they have to fulfill if they want to ever get reelected, or in the case of Donald Trump, to have a legacy. You both agree on that, right? Regardless of who it is, and you have done that your entire career.
Well, I'll just say, number one, I hope that Governor DeSantis is his job to pick, but you really couldn't do better than Laura Trump. She's proven herself in the trenches. She's gone day one. I say elections have consequences when Republicans don't like it. And I'm telling my Democratic friends, elections have consequences whether you like it or not. You're accusing Matt of doing the very thing that you did. Matt Gaetz didn't lie under oath. Matt Gaetz did not sign FISA warrants that were based on Russian disinformation. So we're going to give the president a chance to put his people forward. To every Republican, give Matt a chance.
Yeah, this agree. And you agree with that, Laura, like, real quick?
I think it's the will of the people. They voted with 312 electoral votes and the popular vote to put Donald Trump back in the White House. He needs a great team behind him to do it, and that is the will of the people. We should absolutely give him a chance.
Look, I mean, the allegations against Matt Gaetz are not proven, but it's the fact that they know he's going to be a human hand grenade. That's why they want to stop the guy. I'll give you an example. I mean, here's Dave Arenberg, all right? Democrat state attorney for Palm Beach County, Dave Arenberg on MSNBC. Listen to this hysteria coming out of the man's mouth about Matt Gaetz. Now, let's understand something. Matt Gaetz will go into DOJ and everybody who targeted President Trump, targeted American citizens, use the Department of Justice as their own personal political police department. Yeah, he's going to out all of those things. Yes, all of that is going to come out, which is why the establishment's heads are exploding. Nothing against Matt Gaetz has been proven. There's an investigation into Matt Gaetz. I have a hard time believing that Donald Trump would appoint this guy if there really was all this baggage. I don't believe it's some four-dimensional chess thing. I don't think Trump really wants to lose a cabinet appointment. I don't see it. But look, I don't see this as being some great 4D chess game. Maybe I'm wrong here. But the freak out of the left and the establishment tells me everything I need to know about why they're so worried about Matt Gaetz or a Matt Gaetz-like person getting this job. Cut number 9.
Jonathan, yeah, Trump always wanted his attorney general to be his personal defender, and he holds Roy Cohn as the ideal lawyer. So it's not a surprise he wanted someone like Matt Gaetz. I am surprised, and I think others are, that he actually picked Matt Gaetz. We knew he'd pick a MAGA warrior, but Matt Gaetz has become a caricature of a MAGA warrior. It's not just that he was nearly prosecuted for child sex trafficking. It's also that he was nearly expelled from Congress and could have been expelled if he stayed around. Now, and with this pick, Trump is trolling the DOJ and the rule of law, but it could have devastating consequences. You asked about perception. Well, a Republican friend of mine who's also friends with Matt Gaetz told me last night he thought this appointment was the worst thing that's ever happened to the country. And considering a country that went through the Civil War, the Great Depression, and 9/11, that's quite a statement. This pick is so shocking and so unserious that I do think he'll have a hard time getting confirmed. So that sound you hear is Kevin McCarthy working the phones right now to try to defeat his top enemy, or else he could become in the sights of the DOJ. Now, I think there could be a recess appointment here, which would allow Gaetz to serve for up to 2 years. So it's up to John Thune, the new majority leader. And we're going to see soon enough if he will be known as a man who loves his country like Mike Pence, or whether his legacy will be the guy who watches as Rome burns.
not at all dramatic. I just can't believe you didn't bring up January 6th, because I thought that was the worst day in American history, worse than all those other days combined. But I guess I was wrong about that point. This should tell you everything you need to know about how scared they are of Matt Gaetz getting in there. And again, if you judge people by the character of the company they keep or their enemies, Andrew McCabe, it says a lot right now. Former acting director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, on CNN, reacting to Matt Gaetz. Don't forget, Andrew McCabe was all in on Russia collusion, all in on this idea that Donald Trump was a Russian plant. He was all in on targeting American citizens like Carter Page, all in on going after people like George Papadopoulos. That's the kind of guy Andrew McCabe is, a slimeball establishment hack who doesn't want any of that stuff coming out. Have a DOJ with him there the helm, targeted Donald Trump, tried to stop him from becoming president, undermine his presidency, and then ultimately did get him out of office using the Hunter Biden laptop story. Cut number 10.
Let's face the obvious fact here. Matt Gaetz is profoundly unqualified for this job in any of the traditional, normal kind of requirements sense of what the attorney general does day to day. This is the first step likely in Trump's revenge tour against the Department of Justice, the department that he bears such animus and such a grudge against for the way he believes he was mistreated by the multiple investigations targeting him. And
I love a good revenge tour. I love it. Revenge is great. It's a dish best served cold. It's not about revenge. It is about getting justice to the American people so that we don't have a police state anymore, so that the government is not able to use law enforcement for political purposes. It's not about revenge. It's about exposing what happened. They tried to undermine a presidency. They tried to stage a coup against Donald Trump. And they tried to keep an American citizen from becoming president. This is not about revenge. This is about exposing what happened. Bottom line. And of course, I hate Tulsi Gabbard, too, because Tulsi Gabbard has also been considered a terrorist ever since she defected from the Democrat Party. She's on the Quiet Skies program. Double secret probation tracking of Tulsi Gabbard every time she flies. Why? She's a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army Reserve. The reason why is because she's not a warmonger. She doesn't want to see endless wars. That's why John Bolton hates her. That's why John Bolton wants to stop her. That's why CNN is saying that she's spread Russian propaganda. Here's CNN and Jay Johnson, the former Homeland Security Director, cut 11.
Gabbard for the job of Director of National Intelligence, meaning she oversees all of the intelligence agencies, yes. All, I think, 18 of them. She has spread Russian propaganda. She has challenged the intelligence on whether President Assad used chemical weapons, which the intelligence said he had certainly done. And now she's in this position to potentially head the high intelligence agency over all intelligence agencies. Yes. What does this mean?
Well, I'm going to surprise you a little bit. I don't think that it is an absolute prerequisite that the Director of National Intelligence be someone of the intelligence community. I also believe that on occasion it's a good thing to be skeptical of the intelligence that we're provided, those of us who are in a position of making serious decisions, policymakers. I have received intelligence that I've been skeptical of, and I've asked the hard questions. I've asked to speak to the briefers directly who wrote the report. So being skeptical of what the intelligence community produces can be a good thing. And I'm thinking of the intelligence leading up to the Iraq War, for example. But again, I believe that the Senate has a constitutional obligation to advise and consent on this nomination and scrutinize it carefully.
I don't know. I mean, Tulsi Gabbard does have some defenders out there. But, you know, look, I mean, the bottom line is this. They want to stop her because she's anti-war. It's like it's the same thing. I mean, the people, there's a lot of money at stake. It's why there's going to be a fight to try to stop Trump's new appointment to HHS, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. All of these people, it's going to be a battle because they represent threats. They come in, they overturn the tables, they expose all the snakes, they expose all the secrets, they expose all this stuff. And that's the real problem here. That's why they want to stop these people. But look, I want to make something very, very clear to you. I don't think Donald Trump wants to lose anything. And I think he knows damn well that he's got the momentum, he's got the power, he's got the support of the American people, and that's why he's doing what he's doing. But I want to know this. Why was Peanut the Squirrel murdered in cold blood? Because he was. Peanut the Squirrel was murdered in cold blood. New evidence suggests now that the government committed premeditated murder on Peanut the Squirrel. All right, I'm going to come back to that in just a second. But first, I got to play you this very, very important clip since we're streaming on YouTube. This is now me on Fox News talking about the Pennsylvania Senate race recount being a money-making scam. And this is important. Must-see TV, must-listen to audio, obviously. Cut 24.
Part of this race, his name ID was pretty low, like the approval rating was pretty low. And is this the hardest thing he has ever fought, which is going to be a losing battle?
Dana, if he had fought this hard for the 18 years he was in the Senate, he would probably have won re-election right now. I mean, that's the thing. And it's going to cost the taxpayers $1 million. This entire thing is a scam to raise money. It's going to go until November 27th. And they are pumping out fundraising emails and fundraising text messages saying, Bob Casey needs your help. It's over, but they're going to stretch it as long as they can, because the Casey name, I mean, goes back to the 90s. He was a legend in Philadelphia politics, Pennsylvania politics. So they are going to milk this as long as they possibly can.
So McCormick's saying it's insurmountable. Yeah. He might be right over time. You work and live in Philadelphia,
yeah,
right? I don't know what the city's like by now, but we've been reporting on it since the pandemic. New York's a mess. The city's gotten dirty.
Yeah.
Just getting off the subway yesterday after it's 4:30. It's broad daylight. This guy's shooting up under a sleeping bag right there on the corner.
Common now.
Yeah, everywhere. And they turn the corner and there's urine everywhere. When Philadelphia moved the way they did, or its voters chose not to vote, which might be even more significant. How do you read that, and what are you hearing from people in that city?
Okay, there's two important things to know. Latino voters overwhelmingly went for Trump compared to 2020, 16-point advantage there. Working class voters, he crushed it with working class voters. The city is moving red for a lot of the reasons you mentioned, Bill. And by the way, happy birthday. Thanks. The smell of marijuana on the streets. When my wife and I go out to dinner and we walk by and there's people, they set up tents. They set up like street camping, you know, that goes on at night in storeways and business ways. And I see that here in New York City, too, when I come in. It's the same thing. These cities have been overrun by crime. And for the working class people, when they turn around, they go, wait a second. So we're a sanctuary city, which means that criminals who should be deported, you're going to let those criminals back on our streets? No. That is so offensive to the people that live in these neighborhoods, the black voters, the Latino voters, the working class voters. They don't want that. They want these criminals gone. They want these criminals removed. And that's what they're saying overwhelmingly in these cities.
May not be easy because there's going to be resistance to that.
So
we're already seeing it.
When will this recount be done? And we'll know if Dave McCormick can, you know, go to orientation,
yeah,
and get sworn in.
Well, you know, he's doing all that, right? He was in D.C. yesterday. He and his wife, they have showed a picture of him by the door, you know, with his name on it, Senator-elect Dave McCormick. But it may go until the 27th at $1 million cost to the taxpayers, Dana, which we could use to clean up the streets of Philadelphia or something else. Mm-hmm. But this is a scam to raise money. That's what they're doing. They're milking this baby.
In a word, why do you think he won?
McCormick,
yeah.
He had the right message about the border. It is a huge issue in Pennsylvania, and also about the economy, too. And Bob Casey was just running on his name, and he had no record, no accomplishments. To Dana's point earlier, this is the hardest he's ever worked for the people of Pennsylvania, trying to save his seat now, yeah, after he already lost.
How hard to, fighting hard to win a losing battle.
Right.
Amazing. Great to have you.
There you go. Must-see TV right there. Boom. Boom, Matt DeSantis. That's how we do it. You see that? There you go. Thank you very much.
I watched the appearance today. I thought you were very good.
Yeah. Jimmy Manelli didn't like the blue on blue look. Well, you know, Jimmy, I don't like your fake headshot on YouTube, so there you go. I think that's an odd look. Little weird troll thing you use as your picture. How do you like that? Was it low energy?
No, I thought it was good.
All right. Very good. I'm not telling anybody where I live, by the way. People are like, I thought he lives in Jersey. I thought he lives in Philly. None of your business where I live. None of your freaking business. Too many nuts out there. I'm not going to correct Bill Hemmer on his birthday when he says you live and work in Philly. The point that you're Philly. I'm going to be like, well, I don't technically live in Philly. I just technically work in Philly a few days a week. Like, I'm not going to say that to the guy. It's his birthday. I'm not going to correct him on his own show. What the hell's wrong with people? You know? Just saying.
Just hit the guy on his birthday with a, I don't live there. Like, why? What's the point?
See?
Let the conversation flow naturally.
Exactly. He doesn't really need to know my address, you know what I mean? And Jimmy Manelli, your face is odd. No offense, but your stupid little avatar thing is odd. It's an odd look, if you ask me. Your pick is not as real. If that pick is as real as it comes, you need a new headshot, my man. You got to get somebody in there to take a picture of you. All right, you come after me. Oh, look, the Justin cam's back. Look at that. Bravo.
Once we have all hands on deck, we can actually have things work.
Rosalie, could you stop telling people where I live, please? Would you do me that favor? Would you be kind enough to not tell people where I live? If I meet you and tell you where I live, can you not share that with the public? Could you just do me that favor, please? Thank you very much. I'd appreciate that. Like, she's like arguing with me about, you told me, Rosalie, I don't want people to know where I live. Could you do me that favor? Okay, and how do you know I told you the truth anyway? My goodness, respect privacy. I've got three young kids, and there's a lot of nut jobs out there. All right. Oh, right. You know what? Justice for Peanut and Fred. You know something else too, Matt DeSantis? We forgot to mention, we buried the lead on this. I believe they're going to show the politics in pints from last night, I think tomorrow night, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's
exciting. Believe that. But Greg hasn't told you anything, has he?
Greg never speaks to me.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. He barely speaks to me anyway, too. But I do want to thank Melissa Riggs, Bonnie Hoffman, and Walter Kosh for running a great event last night for us. And Kirk was there helping as well. Everybody did a great job. The team, the street teamers that were there. Mickey and, oh gosh, I forget the other two now. But everyone did a fantastic job helping out with the event. And thanks to the Media Theater. And thank you if you came last night. Me and Jimmy, we had a great time joking around, having fun on the stage. Just making, there was no agenda. There was no program. We just had a lot of fun. And it was a great time. So I appreciate it if you joined us last night. It was a fun time. Really was. It was a good time. And we will do it again. No doubt about it. But Fela had to run out of there last night because he had to get back to do a Fox Nation thing. And then I had to go up to New York this morning. So we didn't stay around and party after. You know, normally we do at these things. But, you know, sometimes you got to actually be responsible. I'm not happy about it, but, you know, that's the way it goes. Because you don't want to look puffy when you're on TV. You know what I mean? You don't want to look puffy. That's what happens. So, good. I'm glad we got the Justin cam back up. DeSantis, you going to ever be on camera again? No?
As I always say, I don't think anybody really wants to see me. No one's tuning into our YouTube stream so they can get a glimpse of Matt DeSantis.
I disagree. I think everybody wants to see Matt DeSantis. The chicks dig
no.
Matt DeSantis.
That is, I wish. That's definitely right? Not true.
There you go. There you go. All right, listen. Here you go. I'll tell you the truth right now. This is the thing. There he is. Justin, look at you. Look at you, you handsome devil, huh? You handsome devil. Look at that. All right. What do we got to do? Take a break? We got to take a quick break. We'll take a quick break. We got a lot more audio for you. Video cuts as well. Look, you see Justin's on the phone right now. That's good. Look at that.
Doing my job.
I love it. People are actually doing their job. You know why Matt DeSantis doesn't want to be on camera? Because he has not showered today or got dressed.
That's
still in his
true.
Robe, his velvet robe, like all Harvard elites. Got a big H on it. Are you still in your Harvard mascot look or what? Do you wear the Harvard mascot uniform when you're at home?
No, I was not the Harvard mascot. No, I don't possess the mascot outfit. I don't even that school doesn't even have a mascot.
I'll tell you what. Thank God Kirk was there last night because he was the only one who thought to get me alcohol. I'm just saying, he's the only one that had the foresight to do that. Thank you, Kirk. You know how hard it is to be at those things sober? It's not easy. You know what I mean? It's not easy. Just saying. All right, listen, we got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. I want to tell you about McCausland Lock. They are the best at keeping you safe and sound. Here's the thing. As a business owner, we were talking about crime. You heard Bill Hemmer ask me about Philly. You heard Bill Hemmer talk about New York, right? The thing about crime is this. It's everywhere. As a business owner, you got to do what you got to do to make sure your facilities are secure. And that's what McCausland Lock and Alarm will do for you. I'm talking about a state-of-the-art key card system so you know who gets access to your facility, when and where, and you can control it exactly right. Plus, in addition to that, talking about closed circuit camera system so you can see what's going on in your facilities. Keep an eye on everything that's happening. That's also crucial as well. And Tom McCausland is the best at what he does. In this day and age, if you're not securing your facilities, then you're making a huge mistake. McCausland Lock and Alarm. And if you ever have an issue, you're not going to call an 800 number and get stuck in some morass and pushing buttons and not knowing where you're going. No, no, no. You're going to talk to someone directly, probably Tom himself, and get the answers you need and the help you need as well. All you got to do is call them up. 610-430-1500. I know we got a lot of business owners that listen to the show. Is your facility secure? They will get you control, help you control access. That means the state-of-the-art key card system so you can determine who gets access where. And of course, incredible camera systems. You can keep an eye on everything. Trust Tom McCausland. Great guy, local guy, friend of the show, friend of our veterans, friend of the community, and the best at what he does when it comes to securing your facilities and protecting your future. 610-430-1500.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth. Financial planning can be overwhelming regardless of market conditions. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning and tax minimization strategies. Protect your family and future generations without sacrificing our shared principles of hard work and American independence. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
That's life.
That's what all people see. You're riding high and
keep it going, baby.
Shot down and
it's a big Sinatra day. I love it.
I'm gonna change that tune.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
That's life.
And
oh yeah.
Some people get their kicks.
Thank you for playing Sinatra, Justin.
Always the best.
We have a promo from Newman Price, who made an Art Museum Jimmy Matthews promo. You're going to have to stick around for that because we have a couple more video clips I want to share with you while people are still streaming on our YouTube stream on 1210WPHG.com. Kirk spent a lot of time uploading these, so I want to try to get some of these in as much as we possibly can. I think it's really important to do that. And let's do it. So let's see. We got a lot of great audio. Did I already play myself on Fox News? Did I play the... Play myself? Wait, what now?
We played all of it, yeah.
No, I just make sure. But I did play the clip of me on Fox News, right?
Yes.
Play myself. I'm not Jeffrey Toobin, okay? I wasn't suggesting that I was doing a Toobin, that I was tubing in it. New evidence suggests the government committed premeditated murder on Peanut the Squirrel. Mark Longo, Peanut's owner, claims the agents planned to kill Peanut long before kicking him out of his home, raiding it and euthanizing his pet squirrel and raccoon. This is a big deal. I think it happened right before the election. I got a lot of libertarian-minded people to say, all right, enough is enough. This is crazy. They treated this guy like a terrorist. Interrogated him for, what, 5 hours? He had a freaking squirrel. But they said that at the raid on his house, the squirrel bit one of the agents, and that's why they had to kill it. That's not true. The squirrel was marked for death. It was premeditated murder. You can think this is a minor thing. I don't, actually. I think this is exactly the overreach of government. There's a reason why Donald Trump got 46% of the youth vote. This is the kind of stuff that drives young people and libertarian-minded people nuts. I'm telling you. It's like the Amish getting raided for selling raw milk and raw cheese. People have had it with this crap. Cut 23.
Is there anything more going on yet?
No, sir. Just radio silence from the DEC, the government. They officially made a statement today that contradicts everything that they were saying in the beginning. You know, you get the DEC to make a statement saying that they were going to kill him before they even raided my house.
So the idea of it being premeditated, what do you make of that? Look, I have checked this. I told you before, we all used to believe that you had to kill animals to test for rabies. There's a lot of technology and advances that have been done that don't make that a must. What's your understanding of what happened here and why?
Honestly, Chris, I'm just disgusted. You know, you made a 10-month investigation for a squirrel and a raccoon. We have murderers and rapists running the streets, and they don't get investigations like this. So you used all of our taxpayers' money and our resources to conjure up a story about a squirrel and a raccoon that was so detrimental to our society that they needed to come and kill them. And then you come out and make a statement that you already were talking about euthanizing them before you even invaded my privacy and raided my home?
Why do you think they did it, and do you know who went to them?
I haven't a clue, and it's still in the dark. I've gotten no answers. I've gotten no response to the government. I have to live in this state, and these people don't even have the stones to give me a call to say, hey, I killed your animals. Also, I cut their heads off. Also, Peanut doesn't have rabies, like we all knew in the beginning of this story. I'm still standing here without rabies from either one of those animals.
Are you considering legal action to make them have to disclose why this was done this way?
Absolutely. We are filing a very big lawsuit. We're going to get answers, and we're going to demand them. You know, not only did you violate my constitutional rights, but you need to come up with an explanation as to why you murdered these animals. You have alligators that are taken from New York State and put in a sanctuary, but you killed my animals? A squirrel bite and an alligator bite are two different things. You could walk away from a squirrel bite, can't really walk away from an alligator bite. And also, considering that you said on this 22nd of October that you were already planning on euthanizing them, and then somehow you got bit through two pairs of protective gloves. It's a little fishy, no?
That's the Lester Cuomo talking to Mark Longo, the owner of the now deceased Peanut the Squirrel and Fred the Raccoon. You know, and I was joking. I said that this is the Lexington and Concord of our time, happened right before the election. I do think little things like this matter. I really do. I really think it matters. Just like the Amish, right? So the Amish have had their Amish stones broken by the government over raw milk and raw cheese. Today, when you'll hear it on Jimmy's show later, but I was talking to Congressman about this, and he said Donald Trump's FDA is never going to raid an Amish farm over raw milk and raw cheese. There's no way Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to do that. Some people find the health benefits of raw milk and raw cheese to be great. The point is that we have too much government overreach. We have too much government in our life, and enough is enough. Like, stop already. And now they're, you know, everybody was mocking Trump when he said they're eating the dogs or eating the cats. They're killing the squirrels and they're killing the raccoons. Why? Why? It's just because the government thinks that we are subjects. The government doesn't believe that we have any rights except for what comes from the government. That's not how it's supposed to work. The government is not there to give us rights. And I'm so sick and tired of these petty tyrants. And they're everywhere, by the way. They're everywhere. Another clip for you that I wanted to ask here. This is Van Jones admitting that the Democrats have no idea what the hell they're doing. Trump is smarter. And they are in a really, really bad place right now. The Democrat Party, writ large, cut 21.
If you're the Democrats, what are you going to do for the next 2 years? How do you regroup?
Therapy. We're all going to therapy. Why are we here? There's nothing. If you're a Democrat, all we can say is we hope that Susie decides that she's going to take a long vacation, that they hire some terrible people and make some mistakes to give us a chance. Right now, they have everything. They got the Supreme Court. They got the Electoral College. They got the House. They got the Senate. They got the popular vote. And we're just sitting here with the dunce cap on. Last week, we thought we were the smartest people in the world. We thought Donald Trump was an idiot. We thought his campaign made no sense, and it turned out they were smarter than us, and we don't have anything to say to you. Now, I can sit here and pretend I know something. Here's what I know. Everybody I know is miserable. Everybody's on these Zoom calls. Nobody's got any good ideas, and it's going to take us a while to figure this out. I'm not good at coming in here and faking it, pretending like no, we got whooped.
Man, you're going to go to the spa. You need a massage and a cucumber water.
I agree. And a cookie.
That's right.
By the way, Costco had a big butter recall. Matt DeSantis, you know why Costco had a gigantic butter recall?
I do, and it's unbelievably ridiculous. It's because
the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life, right? So Costco had a recall 80,000 pounds of butter. 80,000 pounds. That's a lot of butter. That's a lot of butter, 80,000 pounds. I'm no math guy, but that's like a couple wheelbarrows full. You know what I mean? 80,000 pounds. Because if they didn't label it properly, to Matt DeSantis' point. But here's why they didn't label it properly. Can you guess? Because they didn't inform people that the item contains milk. It's freaking butter. It's freaking butter. They didn't label it properly to say, warning, this item contains milk. How the hell else do you make butter if you don't use milk? Can somebody explain that to me, please? Isn't that self-evident? Why are we living in such a stupid time right now that we got to recall 80,000 pounds of butter because they didn't put warning contains milk on it? An allergy warning? If you got a milk allergy, don't you know by now butter contains milk? I'm like milk is made butter milk. You know what? What the hell? I'm not going to bother. You can drop off the butter at my house, by the way. If you're nervous about it and you want to give it back, we're happy to take your butter off your hands. Matt DeSantis, have you ever heard of something so stupid in your life?
I mean, as a consumer, I'd be concerned if my butter didn't contain milk.
Yeah, right? I mean, Justin, think about it. Here you have all this butter, and then you find out that it doesn't have milk in it. That means it's probably made of soy, in which case it's not, what's the word for it? Butter!
Everything that happens these days, it just amazes me how seemingly more idiocracy-like things are becoming. And God, I hope when the new administration comes in January, it changes, and it changes fast, because I genuinely don't know how much more of this I can stomach.
Idiocracy is a great way to put it. It is an idiocracy. It's a wonderful word for it, actually. Idiocracy. Like some bureaucrat at the FDA said, we need your 80,000 pounds of butter back because it didn't properly tell people it has milk in it. It's like we're recalling peanuts because it doesn't tell people it contains freaking peanuts! Do you ever look at peanuts? No, I'm serious. If you look at a jar of peanuts, it says, warning, this item contains peanuts. Could you imagine buying peanuts and not having peanuts in there? Like, you opened it up and it was like a jack-in-the-box or something, like a giant snake, like one of those, you know what I mean, those things? But you have to label this because people are idiots and you have to tell them that, and that's a real thing you have to do, apparently. So you have to put a warning label on it, and if you don't, they have to recall it. I hope it's some... I mean, I don't want anything bad to happen to anybody, but if you're that dumb to not know that butter is made from milk, I kind of hope you die by eating butter. Like, is that bad? Is that wrong? I just feel like Darwinism's at work there, you know what I mean? Is that wrong? I mean, I don't think you should be able to vote or drive a car or engage in society in any manner if you have to check a butter label for milk.
Everyone knows butter is a dairy product.
Kirk, what are you doing on the YouTube chat over there? What's going on? Are you showing people your pecs, your abs? Is that what's going on? A little chilly in there? They want to see the Kirk cam. Oh, that's you, Justin?
Yeah, I have the stream up now because I know some people ask questions and Kirk's busy doing
Kirk,
videos, so I will be the one. So usually I'll be the one to jump in and answer
questions. I didn't know
if
we were getting a Kirk cam out of this. Are we getting a Kirk cam? The YouTube crowd is asking, buddy. All right.
Hard pass.
I understand. It's all right. We got the Justin cam going. It's good stuff. Good looking man. I just want everybody to see how handsome everybody on the show is. It's a good looking cast. That's what I'm saying. It's a damn good looking crew, if you ask me.
Many people are saying this.
Many people have said it's the best looking show on radio. I don't even know if that's a thing or not, but. All right, let's play another clip, shall we? Because Kirk loaded all his video for us, and then we wanted to get it loaded, and we got it loaded up, and then we got to go to a break soon. But while we still have this, Kirk, pick one for me. What do you got? Give me a winner. Give me a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. What do you got?
How about clip 16?
16 it is. I don't even know what it is. Wild card. Let's do it. Boom.
When it comes to Blue Force Technologies, I would not be able to discuss.
Okay. Are you read into secret UAP crash retrieval programs?
We would have to have a conversation in a closed session, ma'am. I signed documentation 3 years ago that restricts my ability to discuss specifically crash retrievals. I submitted for my book through the Dopser process, which took a year for it to be reviewed. And what is in the book is what I was told I'm allowed to talk about.
Has the government conducted secret UAP crash retrieval programs, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Were they designed to identify and reverse engineer alien craft, yes or no?
Yes.
Does the U.S. government have any reverse... we already answered that question about retrieval programs. Do any U.S. contractors have the same?
I would prefer to address that in a closed session, ma'am.
Okay. In your book, you mentioned government employees who've been injured by UAPs, placed on leave, and receiving government compensation for their injuries. Is that correct?
That is correct.
How can the government deny we have recovered craft if they're paying people because they've been injured by recovered craft?
Ma'am, that's a great question. That's why I think we're here again, because I've seen the documentation by the U.S. government for several of these individuals who have sustained injuries as a result of a UAP incident.
It's a crazy idea, right? The hypocrisy and the logic.
That was a great clip. That was a good wild card 16. That's from the UAP hearing, Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon, that they had on Capitol Hill. And I think we might have a guest tomorrow who's an expert on this. I'm fascinated by all this. I really am. I think it's crazy, crazy stuff. And I'm glad they're trying to get to the bottom of all this. I really do. I think it's great. But man, this was quite the hearing. And that was Nancy Mace, by the way, Congresswoman Nancy Mace, who was doing that. That was a good wild card, Kirk. I think we have one more, right, from that hearing, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right? No, that's okay. We got a Joe Rogan cut I wanted to share. This is great. Joe Rogan says members of Hollywood have reached out to him and thanked him for publicly endorsing Trump because they can't. They're afraid to do so. Cut 15.
There's a lot of people that don't speak their mind. Do you know how many artists that have reached out to me that are like hippies, man, like artists, like musicians, comedians, that thanked me for endorsing Trump because they can't do it. They said they want to, but they don't want to be attacked. They can't say it. They think the country is going in the wrong direction. They think that this control of social media by the government, which we would have had pretty much fully if it wasn't for Elon buying Twitter. But this is a dangerous precedent to set, whether it's a right-wing government or a left-wing government. And that what you see that's happening in the UK, where people are being imprisoned for tweets and Facebook posts.
In the UK is the part that's mind-bending about it.
Mind-bending. The whole thing is nuts, and it's a dangerous path that we were on.
Good for him. Good for him for saying that stuff. All right, great stuff. We accomplished a lot here on the stream today. Thanks to everybody for streaming. Well done, Kirk. Thanks for getting those video clips loaded. We'll have more for you tomorrow, that's for sure. No doubt about it. And we're cooking with gasoline here. So, big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. Let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Mike. Actually, that won't be the big story then, so I'll do that twice in the next hour. But I'll tell you a little bit about Dr. Mike, right? Because my whole family goes to Dr. Mike. for our smile. And Bridget has a new smile now, thanks to Dr. Mike, because she had veneers. They need to be replaced. Dr. Mike gave her beautiful caps, and her smile looks amazing. He's a great guy. He's a great friend. And yes, he is my family's dentist. And his office is in Cinnaminson, New Jersey, and he also has an office in Woodbury, New Jersey. Now, the thing about Dr. Mike is that he honors our veterans. He just had a big veterans breakfast at his office in Cinnaminson the other day. He's also been recognized among his peers for the last 10, 12 years as a master of dental implants, the master of making you look and feel your absolute best. So reach out to Dr. Mike today by going to VenariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. With two locations to serve you, like I said, he's ready to give you the smile of your dreams. And if you've already had an estimate for complicated dental work, get a second opinion with Dr. Mike. And you'll love the staff. Everybody there is nice and friendly. There's great music playing in the office. Good people, and you will know exactly what I mean about the level of care. The master of implant dentistry, the master of complicated dental work, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth. Financial planning can be overwhelming, regardless of market conditions. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning and tax minimization strategies. Protect your family and future generations without sacrificing our shared principles of hard work and American independence. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Veneria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.